I don't know why.
I don't
get it.
Do you miss the short hair?
Sometimes, but like the benefit to the longer hair is that I could just do that, put it behind my ears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really have to style it or anything, although I can. But shorter hair, if it's too long, you know, then it's you have to do something with it. And I don't want to go back to the army shortness that I used to have.
I don't know. There was parts of it that I did like whenever you shave the back of your head.
I wouldn't go down to a number. I wouldn't even do a number one on the sides. Probably like a 3.
No, but it's fun to rub up against it and the little hair. Just shifting. I don't know why I like that.
Oh my god.
It was fun. And then you just let me do it.
Yeah. It's just like the beard too. Like I love having it. I get tired of touching it and messing with it, but it's almost like a nervous tick I guess. I don't know, but
fidget.
Yeah. It's the upkeep that's like, oh, I want to shave you like down. I want to get down to where it's like that one length, just the neckline, the chin, the face. But then I have to actually shave to maintain that crap. And I'm like, nah, man.
At least you're not actually having to shave every day.
Exactly.
To keep a smooth face.
It's a trade, I guess they say. It's a trade. Just like I'm trading our faces for the intro video and stopping the talk about personal hygiene to say good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre, ORM's Genreverse Podcast Network's daily show. And I got to really work on a real freaking opening, man, now.
Yeah.
We get to talk about everything in geek and entertainment news, pop culture, all that good stuff. Sponsored by the good folks over at Grow Generation. More on them a little bit later in the episode. If you're watching us on YouTube, on the Genreverse Podcast Network's YouTube channel, thank you. Please do subscribe, help us grow, share us with some friends and family. If you're continuing to listen to us on your favorite app, thank you so much. Please do leave some comments, leave some reviews on Apple or Spotify, whatever your preferred format allows you to do to give us some feedback. And of course, we have all of our social media information down. Excuse me, down below, at that Kyle Malone for myself, and my wife Christine is
Adorable Doom.
There you guys go. So
yes,
man, it is Thursday, and people are really, really the Book of Boba Fett stuff. Okay, so. What was your just kind of initial reaction to yesterday's episode overall? Because I think you are enjoying it more than I am overall, but...
I think so, too.
What did you think about yesterday?
There you go. That's what I think of it. I don't know. It's kind of... It needs work.
It needs work.
Yeah, and that's it could have been better. It was still watchable.
What was it that didn't work for you this time around? This episode.
It seems because it's still the whole Boba Fett trying to get his bearings in his new position,
mm-hmm.
and you know it's shitty leadership. And he doesn't have things together. And, like, I remember when we were watching it and you just, like, blurted out, man, your security sucks. it's stuff like this. Like, it could have been avoided.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I just don't.
So the internet is big talking about the bikes. I have a lot of issues with them. One, the chase scene, because of how clunky looking they are, it drags that chasing down to a crawl. I mean, it's one of the worst looking chase scenes on television. I'm not lying, guys. It is atrocious. There's no speed. Everything feels so clunky. You can almost see the arms, even though they've been removed, that are holding things on place filming, you know, it's so bad. It feels awful. All for a throwback to American Graffiti in the Cantina episode. I was like, were they trying to throw back to like some of the crime movie or crime show chases that happened through like a Little Italy or a Chinatown with bikes and a car or something like that, or foot and bikes, you know, where they trying to do that? But people pointed out, rightly so that it's similar to like the teens and stuff in Lucas's film American Graffiti. But the aesthetic of them, it's too much earth. And I know people that are like, oh, well, what about this, that, and this thing in Star Wars that was made with earth item? Okay, I got it. You in order to make things for a distant galaxy, you have to use things made on earth. But it's a straw that breaks the camel's back at some point, because we had the Boston Dynamics dogs. They did nothing to make them not look like Boston Dynamics dogs, dog robots. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. In the first episode, the mouse in the second episode is just a straight up earth mouse. Ha ha, Disney. And then the train, like, I have no issue with it being a train. I don't think some cargo is too volatile for air, so we're gonna put it on the train where more people, obstacles, ground, weather, and stuff can fuck with it. But okay, I'll buy it. But what I don't buy was the controls for the train. The steam engine control. Like, motherfucker, no. It's goddamn Star Wars. That fucking droid would not have to be doing all these pins and spins and twirls. No, I know what you were wanting to call back to, but it rips you out of the experience of being in a galaxy far, far away. And then just seeing fucking scooter bikes, Vespas.
Yeah, let me go on that.
Go ahead.
Why are they so shiny and new looking? Because these people are complaining about work.
Yeah.
And they've spent so much money on their altering their bodies and then having these bikes, these shiny bikes.
I have no
bikes.
Sympathy for them and their money situation, like, as you pointed out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like things should have been hard, not just super recently. So it's like, what's going on? Yeah. Like, what? I don't know. For that was kind of weird. And then also back to the train, for the first episode, like, why are they shooting out at, like,
as
why
is
it
passing by?
Yeah, just go, just fucking go, get
you're,
out
you're
of
an
here.
Armored vehicle.
Protect it, but don't stir shit up.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you caused your problem, and
like, they could have popped their heads out and looked at the raiders as they passed by, like, prepared to shoot,
but didn't. Yeah,
it's kind of like when we were in Iraq, and the guys that replaced the 101st, the cats from 82nd that replaced the 101st, the security detail that went out with us to repair the blast sites, they got out of their goddamn vehicles and started leaping and bounding into the grass and the desert. Whenever we'd stop at these holes to either recon or start work, and we're like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And they're like, "Oh, we're security, setting up." Motherfucker, you're in a armed vehicle. Why would you get out of the armed vehicle unless you need to? And this isn't some hoish shit. This is, we have our own security group in addition to the workers, and then we had an additional group most times, not all the time, so that way we could do like a leapfrog thing, repair a set of holes, move forward, and while that's drying, because it was concrete repair, that security group could sit on those, keep bad guys from sliding munitions into wet concrete, and then they'd catch up. You use the vehicles to set off. I mean, between IEDs and traditional mines, and the fact that, why would you get the fuck out of the? So yeah, no, you're right. It was stupid.
Yes. Yeah, so there's been some issues, but it's still watchable, but it's not The Mandalorian.
I like that. Yeah, I agree. And you guys can hear more, like, feelings on it in depth on the Cantina, which should already be up by the time you guys are seeing this. Okay. On Genreverse Podcast Network and YouTube channel, lrmonline.com and genreverse.com. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. No, I have issues with the way the bikes look, because like I said, it's very earthly. It just takes you out of it, and then it slowed down that chase. The chase is atrocious looking.
Yeah.
God, it's so awful looking.
It
feels so slow. The graphics are just... I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I want to like this show. I had said that if I wasn't doing the Cantina reviews, like if I didn't do this job podcasting or whatnot, I probably would have half three episode this. It would have been like, I'm done until the rest of the episodes are out.
Oh.
And then I'll watch it all at once, because okay. I'm tired of good, bad, bad, good, like little segments like this act is good, this act is bad, this act is bad, this act is good. Like, I'm tired of that. Like, mm-hmm. like, oh my God. And also, it's okay not to like shit.
Yeah.
Because at least I'm giving you guys more than just oh, I don't. Like it or I don't know.
Maybe it'll pick up.
I hope so. I mean, there's still, yeah. you know, four episodes left, and I'm hopeful.
Yeah, just I can't think. Seem to find its feet just yet, and then it's gonna hit its stride or whatever.
Never gonna break my stride, Christine. let's talk of some news. One of the things I wanted to bring up first, a movie you and I like, because I wanted to try to talk about some positive stuff. I didn't mean to get negative on Book of Boba Fett. There's still a lot of good stuff there is. It's just, yes. It keeps getting in its own way. But Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special and Volume 3, a couple things that you know, we've enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy quite a bit, but a couple of projects that we're looking forward to. James Gunn recently had a chat with Collider and had a couple things to say, one on each project. Christine, could you read the Guardians 3?
Sure. It's going great. Chuck Woody, right? Am I saying
I
that?
I believe so. Oh, okay. Close.
Who plays Mern mm-hmm. in Peacemaker is one of the main characters in the movie, and people are freaking out over how good this guy is. Literally freaking out. I think that I'm really happy. You think so? I gave a bunch of scenes to Marvel right before Christmas break. Kevin Feige went. They were all really, really, really stoked. That's a lot of reallys. But also, it's not going to be the movie people... It's different than what people are going to expect. It's a hard road, but I'm really happy with it so far. Did I read that right?
Yeah, yeah. So he's basically saying that they use ellipses to try to show thought. So he's kind of going, it's not going to be the movie people. It's going to be different than what people are going to expect. Okay. That's kind of what he's saying. He's thinking like... That to me, and when he says like hard road, I'm hearing death. I'm hearing mm-hmm. like the death of major Guardians characters, which is something he's kind of alluded to. And in the Suicide Squad, he shows us that he's not afraid to off lead characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you get feeling for with Guardians Volume 3 out of that quote?
Who's dying? I don't know. That's
because that's how you yeah. get. I mean, that's pretty much a hard road. It's different than what people are expecting. Everyone's expecting, you know, fun comedic romp. Are you thinking yeah. Are they like No Way Homing, in gaming it? Like,
I don't know, but yeah, that's don't get too depressing.
I mean, he's probably done with Marvel. I don't know if he's said, you know, never ever again, but he's got DC stuff, and I'm sure he wants to move on to other things as well. But I mean, if you're leaving, dude, I mean, you do what you want, right?
Yeah.
You don't care what the other people wanted to do with your characters, as long as the big Kevin at top says you can do it. You do what you want. So what do you think? Gunn wants to. Does Gunn want to shit all over our hearts?
I don't know. I hope not. You know what?
So who are you unwilling to see die? Who can he not kill off?
I don't know. Cause it's like there's too many that I okay, well.
Well, who's the one character that if he kills this character off, a Guardians character, that you're just like, nope, worst movie ever, like how could you do that? The freak out kill. Who is that?
There's so many of the characters where it's like, no, not just one. There's a group.
You got
Nebula.
You got Gamora out there. Rocket.
Yeah.
Groot. Drax. Mantis. Peter. That's pretty much it right now, right? Because Yondu's gone. Thor, the Asgardian. Well, maybe Thor, Love and Thunder is going to come out first.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he's going to be split off from the Guardians in that movie and not have a big part in Volume 3, if any.
Okay.
My guess.
I was thinking he was going to get a little bit. But
maybe, yeah.
Like, yeah, killing off Thor would be terrible.
No, they're not going to do
that. He's kind of like a seasonal hire. It's like just a... Get a little, maybe.
Can we borrow? We need to get a Hemsworth over here real quick. Can we get Chris Hemsworth? We just need a Thor cameo. Yeah. I would be down with that. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thor.
That's what I was thinking that they were gonna do.
Thor Odinson kind of takes a step back into the background of things, just pops up every now and then, having business with wizards on Earth or you know, frost giants or whatnot. Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yep.
I have a feeling Rocket's going to die.
No.
And that's what I figured would be like your biggest no.
He that was the first one I was going to say, but then I'm like, well, there's also Nebula, there's also Peter, and it'd be kind of weird if there wasn't Peter.
I think killing Peter seems almost too easy, and it doesn't really feel like it would be emotional enough. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't. Like, you could see Quill perishing in the future, but I don't think there's a real way to just kill him off and have it really matter. Like, it would just upset people because I don't think it fits the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no Quill replacement. You just do a new team. Excuse me. Generally, when you kill people off, there's some sort of replacement or a dramatic emotional toll on what that killing does. You know,
maybe it's
like
multiple.
A rocket or something. Now that's a real possibility. Drax, I think would carry more weight than Quill. Story wise, and again, it's not me saying that Quill is not an important character. It's almost the opposite. He's almost too important to kill in a way that's different than Iron Man. Like, that made stories. I can't work a story where I kill off Quill and it Matt. You know what I'm saying? He's a weird
character. At
least not
right now.
Yeah, at least not right now. And like I said, it's pretty much the opposite. It's almost where he's too important to do it. In an odd way.
Yeah.
Gamora, we already did that. You know. So it's kind of like Nebula? No. You don't really want to see her. She's very, very similar where you're like, there's too much story to do. You could almost see her becoming the main number two for the Guardians, if not potentially the number one.
Mm.
Where she could theoretically replace Quill as the Guardians, but... You don't see him like dying off. You see him moving on to something bigger, better, a second team, something. I don't know.
I don't think so.
But you can see her doing
two.
Yeah. So yeah, it really comes down to like Rocket, Groot, Mantis, and Drax. Like those four. And could you imagine losing two or three of them?
I don't like this conversation.
Aw, I'm sorry.
You better watch your ass, is what I'm going to say to James Gunn. You watch your ass.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll talk about the holiday special when we come back from this ad.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. From propagation to harvest, they have everything you need for your special garden. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
And I did it again. I forgot to get us out of the damn Chrome window on the OBS. But anyways, the you know, that's the comments on Guardians 3 from James Gunn. And no, thank you, Grow Generation, for sponsoring the episode. So the holiday day special is also coming up. This was announced a year ago at the Investors Day in 2021, I think. Or no, it was the Investors Day in 2020. Yeah, I believe that's when it was originally announced. But regardless, holiday specials are an interesting thing. One, can you, it just goes smoother if you read.
Okay, yeah. It goes smoother if I read out loud, yes, but it doesn't, like, I'm actually better at reading in my head where I can actually, you know, but give it the zazz that it needs.
I get the...
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's still upcoming in the shoot. We are supposed to shoot one day in LA, and there's too much Omicron around, so we couldn't do it. We're going to have to fit it in. I haven't started yet. I'm excited to. It's fun. The holiday special is, I'm almost jealous of it, even though I wrote it, because people freak out so much on how much they love the script for the holiday special that I'm almost like, well, wait, I've got this movie here, I've been working on for 2 years. You love the holiday special that I literally wrote in a very short amount of time, but it is really funny and really good. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
So the holiday special to me, that just reads as, we planned on shooting it during Guardians 3, and it would be a lot easier to edit together and prep for delivery this holiday season. I'm interested in what they'll do. Like, they got to incorporate actual, like, Earth Christmas, because Quill being from Earth, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then of course the title card that you guys saw on screen, and I'll show it again, has red and green. And but it'll be interesting to, where will all the humor come from? Will it just be riffing on Earth holiday traditions and decorations? Will they make a trip by Earth again? You know, Rocket's been here so much. Is, like, I'm really curious as to the setting.
Yeah, they're gonna probably judge the tree, because it is kind of weird. We chop down a tree, chop down trees. We sell it. People buy it. They put it in their house. They decorate it and watch it slowly decay. Yeah. So, and then of course we take our children and put them on the laps of strangers to tell them what they want for Christmas. So yeah, Christmas traditions, when you think about it, we're weird.
Yeah. Very, 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 very weird. Yeah. I hope it's good. Good. It's interesting to do it. Like, we had the Hawkeye stuff, Lego, Star Wars, you know, holiday special, and a Halloween special. So those old, like, holiday day specials that shows used to do kind of making a comeback. Every year, animation still, for the most part, will do, you know, I think Bob's Burgers or something like that, American Dad with the Santa stuff. But a lot of TV shows just started kind of putting Christmas in the background, like it is for a lot of us. So it's kind of cool to see how the holidays get a little bit of love and attention again, besides the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
I can't, May. Why are you lit? Why do cats do? They lay in some of the weirdest freaking places. I don't know what she's doing. Anyways.
Yeah, we're judging you.
Yeah, we are. Sticking with Marvel just for a minute. Let me make sure I don't accidentally hit the wrong button like I did earlier. Agatha, House of Harkness. This is a show where, you know, we were kind of surprised when it was announced. Not necessarily surprised that the character would be coming back. But we're reporting on this rumor from Cosmic Circus. I guess they've had a few decent hits recently. I don't stick with a lot of the like who's who of leakers and scoops, but we generally either bring up leaks or scoops that we're confident we've heard ourselves, or it's from a really, really trusted source, or it's what if, like, this is so crazy, more of like we want to comment on the rumor, not that we necessarily believe it, but this is just about potential production time. So this is from the Cosmic Circus. They say, I've learned through my sources that there are plans for this series to film in Georgia this year. Production should be starting in late October 22, if all goes as planned. In addition, I have been able to confirm the production title for Agatha House of Harkness is Oak Haven Productions LLC. So yeah, that's the new news, filming late this year. So that means that we could easily get a 2023 release.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How are you feeling about House of Harkness, Christine?
Love it.
What do you want to see, like, more of her past, like how she got that there, or maybe stuff that happens at, I don't know. What do you want to see?
Yeah, both. You know, have, like, some, you know.
You want them to Boba Fett it?
But in a better way. In a better way. But, yeah, get a little bit of her past, but I would like to move forward instead of it being an origin story, you know, just straight up that. I would just, you know, sprinkle in some of that and then let's see what she's going to be up to. But yeah, Agatha is great, and the fact that they're making a show for her is awesome.
It was funny. So, funny character. Yeah. It really wasn't Agatha all along. It was Wanda all along. Ha 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 ha. Anyways, it's been a fun trip with that cast and those characters. We know there's a Fantastic Four coming up. She in the comics is heavily involved with the Fantastic Four.
I know.
I actually pitched the idea that the Fantastic Four have been fantastic, not necessarily doing big adventures, but been with powers and living in a parallel, you know, universe timeline for a few years, where they come out with Franklin and even Valeria, I think that's her name. Or is it just Valerie? Something like that for Reed and Sue's daughter and son. Have them pop out. You have her, Agatha, be the babysitter, but, and I know people groan hearing his name, but they've used a shit ton of Mephisto shit, and we're getting to that point to where, like I said, well, we're already at that point, beyond that point. You guys have used so much written for and around that character that not using it is almost like it's a slight. It's a slap in the face to the people that wrote the stories from, you know, WandaVision, from the No Way Home, from things potentially we'll see in House of Harkness. Yeah. I don't even give a shit to be right. It's just a matter of, like, people poured their hearts and souls into these stories. He's a major character for those stories. We're ripping him out is like, oh, well, your story wasn't good enough. This character, I don't know. How do you kind of feel about that? Because he was a big part of her life as well. So if you do cover her coming up,
bringing
him in, like, what does that do? Like, does that make you a little upset, or do you not care?
I don't care as much as you do, but it is annoying. You know, when you've got someone that's important to a character's life, it's like, why are you ignoring it? You know, don't dance around it. Just embrace it. It's fine.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's weird. It feels weird.
Because sure. It is weird.
I'm not sure that I like ignoring it. I do want to see the show, though. Should she sing? That's a big question, Christine. Should she sing?
I'd love for her to have another musical number.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the last musical number that Marvel did?
Okay, it's not going to be like that.
That Hawkeye stuff was bad.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I know. Was this like someone's freaking TikTok? Saw it like, you know, just scrolling through on my phone, and you know, it's like the music kids versus, you know, just like the non-music kids, and which one's excited and which one's not. And I was definitely the one that was not the musical kid. You know, like, just, oh my God, this is, are you going to play the, oh my God, they're going to play the whole thing?
Yeah, they're going to, that should have been a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Anyways, one last thing I wanted to kind of talk about, because you reported on Disney's Zorro project starring Wilmer Valderrama.
Yes.
Being done as a period piece. So 1820s, 18-teens, if I recall correctly. Yeah. It's going to be done in kind of like a contemporary telenovela style. I didn't know so much about this. Robert Rodriguez was working on a Zorro project, and I'm going to bring it up on the screen. And it's going to be gender flipped, so female lead. Originally, when it was announced in 2020, it was going to introduce Sola Dominguez, an underground artist who dons her own mask and cape and fights for justice. Okay. Underground artist. And interesting, but no one knows if that's going to carry on over or not, but it's going to the CW. So just that you just answered the question. I was just going to say, just with that information, that someone says CW Zorro, what's your take?
No.
Even with Robert Rodriguez being in it?
No.
Why?
It sounds awful. It's the CW. Their style, like when The Flash first came out, when Arrow came out, like I at first, you know, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped Arrow pretty fast though.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of got to this point where it's like, you know what?
Too corny, too cheesy.
Exactly. It
too much Zoomer.
Yeah, it seemed well, not just that, it just seemed kind of like, oh, you've tried to slightly grown up the Disney stuff. That's what it feels like, where it's like, it's a little...
I get it.
Yeah, I'm glad you get it.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, and it's like, I don't want that.
You took the young adult stuff of Buffy from our time, and the Nickelodeon Disney Channel kids stuff, and you met it in
live
the middle.
Action, yeah, exactly.
And that's what CW did. You brought down greatness like Buffy. And then you brought up the cheesiness from
like Hannah Montana type stuff.
That type of thing.
Like, and just leave that for kids.
I mean, but it's aimed at kids, so we don't have to like it. But is it disappointing that there's a version out there that really you might not be able to get into at all? Or because like I'm still kind of concerned with the execution of the Wilmer Valderrama style one. I'm down with the time period piece and all that, but the telenovela style is it's unique for that type of thing. It could come off very, very, you know, it might not land with me is all I'm saying, but I'm interested in it, 100% interested in it. But this, like, I was like you. I was like, oh, CW? Nope.
Yeah. I think with what Wilmer Valderrama is doing is kind of like The Great. mm-hmm. where you're taking that.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that but classic, I'm just not sure how it's going to land. Period setting,
and then, you know, just.
Hopefully, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
I hope to love it. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to be surprised by this. We did like the first few seasons of The Flash. Then it just did more CW stuff.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe, like, how I feel about it. It's just kind of like, it got old quick. There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's just not for me.
I'm
almost in my mid-30s. I'm still on that.
Pushing 40. Oh, God.
Yeah, you are.
I feel so old.
Because you are.
I am.
My
voice just cracked on accident instead of on purpose that time. It happens. Oh, well. Oh, I'm going to refresh the home page at lrmonline.com and see if we had anything published but while we've been chatting here. And it does not look like too much. Dylan O'Brien as Dick Grayson in Batgirl rumor. I don't recognize him. Do you recognize him?
I don't know
Dylan O'Brien. Brain.
Don't make fun of his last name.
His name on purpose. Come on, people. This came from the Comics Kid, Casey Walsh, and My Time to Shine. Hello, MTTSH. They're the ones reporting on it. I don't recognize the guy.
I don't know.
Anyway, Waze, there you go. Finally. Getting a Robin in the live action thing again.
I'm not cool with it.
But it's not Batman and Robin. Like, you and I just...
It'll go on to be Nightwing. Okay, because I was about to say, is he going to be Robin? Or yeah, I see it right here.
Well, that's what...
Rumors around Robin. Okay.
Yeah, but...
Because, I didn't know if they were going to skip it entirely. Like, let's... So that way we don't have a bunch of jokes...
Well,
on us.
Well, what I was going to say is, we still have not gotten a modern-day Batman and Robin on the big screen. Like, it hasn't, and I don't mean the movie, I mean the characters, the dynamic duo. We've not gotten Batman and fucking Robin together. We haven't even gotten them together on the small screen outside of animation.
Yeah, because it was like the movie with George Clooney and...
Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, what was his last name again?
Yeah.
Okay. With that, I mean, it wasn't really a big focus on it. And then, of course, they brought in Batgirl. And so, yeah, they didn't really do that very well. I mean, hell, that whole movie sucked. So, yeah, I don't know if maybe this is a good thing. I don't know.
I don't see how it is. And it's so... well, I mean, it could work fine for their project. But to me, it's just like... Batman and Robin, you guys still have not done Batman and Robin. And I almost thought I was going to wrap up here, but
guess not.
Warner Brothers, what the hell? You still haven't done Batman and Robin. Okay, someone out there that's listening or watching, do you not want Batman and Robin?
I don't. But then again, I don't really care.
Yeah. It's just, and personally, me, I'm not attached to the characters. I make fun of Batman all the time. I enjoy it when it's good. I'm very hopeful to enjoy the Flash movie and the Bat stuff with that and the Batman. And I hope Batgirl is great. But I know when you say Batman, that name Dick Grayson, if not the other Robins, and the moniker of Robin is not far off anyone's mind, and I have to think some, there's got to be, if you guys aren't upset, okay, that I don't care. It just seems like
it's weird.
Yeah,
haven't even attempted it. I don't know.
Ever since the other you know. Deal. Anyways, nothing else caught my eye. We talked about everything else that we kind of wanted to hear on lrmonline.com. Genreverse.com. Genreverse.com also right now looks just like this, but if you've noticed some tweets or error issues with some of the links, we are getting the Genreverse page ready for everything, and as we've been doing that, certain like automated like reposts and tweets, and it's crazy. So but bear with us on that. Again, check out, if you're already watching us on the YouTube channel, or if you haven't yet, go check out Genreverse Podcast Network on YouTube. Subscribe all of the great shows that you guys can hear wherever you get your podcasts from, like Spotify, Apple, Google, all that are available there. Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, our No Mercy series, which reviews Cobra Kai, Animeversal Reviews. We're doing, Scott, I'm going to mess this up. Sabikuibisco. There we go. That U might not be pronounced in the Sabiki. It might be like that, Sabiki, because they don't always pronounce the U's.
We'll look it up.
Yeah, but we
have it right.
Yeah, we're gonna be reviewing that for you guys on Animeversal reviews, Daily Cup of Genre, The Cantina. Lots of great stuff. Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast. And again, all that's available wherever you get your podcast from. All for free. All we ask is for some beautiful, sweet ad revenue. So please do go watch and listen. Leave some comments. Thank you guys so much for doing that day in and day out with all the different shows here on the Genreverse Podcast Network. And Christine, anything else?
No, I'm good.
You good? All right, guys. That's going to do it for me. Talk to you later. Bye.